Beginning daf and set this kid daf in days. Beginning on the days. Beginning says not to begin the Gemara. The also the name of the hood. No, they're going to come to tell them nisrafu chitchem ba'aliyah, that your wheat got burnt in the attic because you already acquired it with money. So even though l'chayr you should say that they should be able to say that it's a done deal, but it actually might work not in their favor. And therefore we say that in this situation that here they're not going to say that they acquired it. Even though l'chayr is better for them because it went up, but that would be bad for them. Because if it's theirs, then they're stuck with the fact that it burned the fire. So Tosfos says, Hikshub Kunjud. Now Rashi has the following question. But who cares? V'chin Nishav, even though it gets burned, but the oxygen, they can still back out to my bezoil, like when it goes down, where we say that they have the ability because l'hayhik k'chayachayt t'chamah mehekdash. But the Yishamata says, what you could say is, k'ivin b'shuz yasmi ayakar, since it's in the position of the orphans that it went up, stop with the b'shus of naminisafu. So, and this is like what Rashi says. So it's logical that it was in their domain that it got burnt, because like Rashi says, like since we're going to chazar, it's not b'shus of meicher, so we're going to fire. It's also not going to be in the first domain, and therefore it's one or the other. But then it says that every time we begin to say, La'el previously, Dama Mashach Per Miasme, in the case where we said that when they do Mashicha of parents from an orphan, Ayakab goes up, Hindrav Chaniloi, that we say that that the Sim have the Aloha like Hektish and they're coined with Kesef, and then the Hadbi Yasme, that they can back out. So on that it says, Taisa, what do you mean? Haro, look at Bayu. The same problem that we say over here is in that case too, because Yemelin Aloikhin, the Bayus are going to say, oh, you can back out. It's your wheat that burnt by us in the attic. So why don't you say the same svar that we're saying over here, over there? Something that you could say is, no, the nasma loikhim, because actually the buyers become shemi sachar. They're like paid custodians. What's the pay? Because they get a benefit. What's the benefit? Since they could eat it, and they could do whatever they want with it for the time being right now. Because like the Gemara says, someone takes a vessel from the craftsman's store, the shark of the Beschamav, to send it to his in-laws, see if they want it. And it turns out they don't want it, so he's bringing it back. So if there's something that gets a prop, that this happens on the way, Chayiv is liable, because that was considered like a shoyel. But Chazar, on the way back, Pati's exempt, because it's like a paid custodian. But Amma, that we see, Chazar, but at least on the way back, is like a paid custodian, because since he got benefit, he's giving back benefit, and that is, he's considered like he got benefit from this, and like a shoyel b'sachah. Here also, they have this somewhat of a benefit, and eventually it would be Chayiv, if it got burnt. And therefore, it wouldn't be raw, it's laisim. And that's why the Gemara does not ask that question over there. It says, Nasta begin with Gmogul Charga for taxes. Rashi explains, the Fiyusa Charga, the Asmachulu to appease the taxes of the orphans, etc. That for that, you can sell without making announcements. Now, Masha tells you the Shar Tsarchisim, that for other needs of the orphans, but of course it does require announcements. Of course, that's difficult, because the Perkshma Yusim, the Gemara Echonav Chobezim, and Avkeeper, Chlorabasi, Dome in the Skok, and Lexi Yusim, Elim Kin Ribbis, Bahulu, we don't address, we don't do anything with the estate of orphan unless there's some interest eating related. Now, Masneet and the Shema Yusimim from the Mishnah of the evaluations of the orphans, look, why don't you just say that it's someone other needs of the orphans besides for a creditor, which was saying that we need to do announcements. We can't just sell it. So, therefore, it seems actually the hocha b'charga mezainis v'kuvur the isha banis. No, the taxes, and not only taxes, everything of the orphans, you do whatever they need to do without the announcements. Here we're talking about the taxes and the food and the burial. These are not regarding the orphans. They're regarding the women and their daughters. For those things, yeah, because generally you have to make announcements because you don't touch their stuff. But for these things, which are very important, that you'll do without making any announcements. The next is Master begins the Gemara or Kvura. One of the things we said that we do without announcement is burial. Replaces Hapshita, obviously, Damon Tim Likvar is a mace. You don't wait to bury the dead, whichever one it is, the Mashami Yim Achraz, until you wait for 30 days of announcement to pass. Yelokamashman, rather, what this halach is teaching is Dimlobu, the borrowed for the needs of the burial. Mechim Lechraz, apparent that you would sell without making announcement to pay back the person that helped you do the burial that day. Next is Master begins the Gemara, Halacha Ka'abashal. The halacha is like Abashal, which we had this machlekes in the Gemara, and the Gemara is coming out that the one of the apotropos of the bezin has to square. So I remember in Tam he says the chen halacha, and that is the halacha. Now he's bothered, and that's what he's addressing. Avakam the kamal the Gemara in Abraham, some tells us the mission of Blazmiyakiv, Kavanoki is very little but it, and it's clear, and maybe you'd say we pass in like him. The Rais could nami bechin halacha gedvar. The Rais says halacha like his words. Selsa says in mid halacha mepitam. We don't learn halacha from the Gemara. Chimachiach vaakaisim. That's obvious in the Gemara. Ketuba da peches mebeis. The mukim plagdai. The Rebshim and Abban plagdai. Bishol and Abban. And Rebshim kabashol. And the Bekula Lishin the Hasim Rebshim and Kelchasa and all those versions Rebshim is like the halacha. So therefore you see we pass in like Abashol. Now remember in the Chaim he said lemechabina petrapali shava. We don't obligate the caretaker to swear, the only oath he has to take is that he didn't hold on to anything that's theirs. Doesn't have to swear that he wasn't negligent. The truth is about the Pasha Pata, because even if he was definitely negligent, he'd be exempt. Regarding the ox of orphans that gored, the Yechon holds the Gavi Malyasa the Yasmi. That you collect from the orphans. Because the Amr Malyasa, the Patrapa, if you think you collect from the caretaker, then he's going to hold back and he's not going to do his job. So you see that you don't collect from the Patrapas. And what we're speaking about the Malyasa, the Patrapas, you collect from the Patrapas, the truth is, Chajim, they're from an Isaim, the Chigadli. He goes and he collects back from the orphans when they become adults. So therefore, we see that the only oath he would have to make was that I didn't take, but regarding negligence, even if we know he was negligent, he wouldn't have to pay. Now, but Abram Shlema, by Yasiv Mivardain, some of the guys are Shmuel by Yisrael Radon. He'd be right. He brings the proof. No, actually, the Pshichai that he would be liable if he was negligent. Because I'm a mafkid. The Gemara says, "I'm telling them based on beis, by turad regarding an axe, they'll have a leg. Kichah b'shinah did not have teeth and molars. Umeisin different died. So, namely, the lapachab is still shalom. Go tell the caretaker that he has to go pay because it's his liability. Ami says, "No, I know the bikkur mesarta. I gave it over to the shepherd. Mashmas sounds like a lav hachichai, but if not, he would be liable." And b'leishayich min nivlevdi, yeah, because you don't have this idea of, oh, he's not going to do his job. And afka hasna, that's only about Yishlin Zman Nikol Iker, that he wasn't really appointed at all, look at the Shishalma, only to pay up. But the Mishalor Rebbe Chayisim, enough for the profit of the orphans. El Tekak, the Shal Inshul, it's only for the remedy of the other people that they shouldn't have damage. Now, but Chabash, this man, Lutzer Chayisim, but a caretaker that was appointed for the purposes of the benefit of the orphans, Leimim ni Mishul Mash Masham Kishapash Lekulam. According to everyone, he's not going to hold back from doing his job because of negligence. Either because the father did him a favor, or because word's going to get out that he's a trustworthy person, that wouldn't. So therefore, for being liable for negligence, that won't stop him doing his job. And their dispute is specifically regarding the taking of the oath, which one it is. Now, however it appears, the Baldi Pasha, but for sure if he's negligent, according to everyone, he would be liable to pay. But as long as we don't know, he never claimed if anything was lost. In role, you're right. We wouldn't make him swear for this. Leitaina says from Vardin, you wouldn't make him swear without a claim. I mean, Shami the Brigand, we see in Shami in the Parak, it's like Reb Yechanan, that says from the orphans, that says that you claim from the caretakers, Kabashal, Asya is like Kabashal. Reb Yechanan, Kabbanan, Bitmia. I'm saying that not necessarily have to be like Rabban. Not for the Kabbashol, even if it was like Kabbashol. But in the Shmeitan Zuzi, yeah, first of all, you have to give money, begin the Miskari Muhammad that he should be considered as a trustworthy person. I'm going to show you Simon, but regarding the acts of the orphans, Lechumen Abachapa, Lenamanus, that he wasn't appointed as a caretaker for Nemanus. So Lishma Shleigach, but only that it shouldn't go, then we didn't say that halacha. And Bris Bechanina Kabbashol, why do you say that? If he's careful, even holy Rabbanim. Person would try to run away from oath. He would not run, try to run away from payment. In other words, he would want to pay up when he would be negligent. He doesn't want to have to swear for nothing. So not necessarily that the machlekes is according to that same opinions of Tanam as we thought to say. But regarding Menasech, he says no, it can't be literally Menasech because then calling Rabbanim, that you actually would not be liable because you'd be liable for death penalty and you wouldn't be chai for both. Now. What do you say? But regarding the reason we should penalize him, simply that we don't want every single person to go just be matam the towers of his friends. For that, you should not make him liable. For that reason, we wouldn't make him more liable. That would only make it as if it's a recognizable damage. But even recognizable, he would be part because of Kim the Rabbin. That would not be able to be mechayiv. Someone steals the forbidden fats of his friend to eat it. Allah is going to be liable because is really liable in the fat before it comes to the prohibition of eating the fats. So I'm saying over here that there are different times. Shimon says what you can say is no. The Sabbath Shmuel held that here the lifting up is considered more of a necessity of accessory to the crime of nisach, because the epsil and nisach, you can't do the pouring without lifting it up. So that's considered one maisa, and therefore it's not independent. You could eat the fats without lifting it up, because if you want to go and you could bend down and eat it. And therefore, this considers two different maisim, and therefore that's why you can make chayiv on both. That's actually how the Gemara differentiates over the Beinahi between the case of Lahadam Rabbi Avin Gabi Shabbos. That Zarchetz Metchaz Dalet Sev Dalet. If someone throws an arrow, shoots an arrow from Dalet Amos and Rishas Ram, which is the Malacha of Haitzah, I am a Kor Shirayim Malachasi Pater, and it tears some silk as it's going, which is Nezik, Pater is going to be exempt. Why? It's happening two different times. Because the Kira Tzeich Anochi, the picking up, is the purpose of the putting it down. Because he can't have the putting down without the lifting up. It's all considered as one mice. So therefore, that's why you can be put. It's not considered as two independent things. That nisach is similar to the halacha of Rav Avin, because it's all one thing. Each one needs the other part. The nisach needs that gemara. They hold no like the other terrors the Gemara gives over there. The Mechalik that differentiates a different way. Between throwing an arrow and to stealing the fats. Why is it different? Why by getting the chalbi chayim both and zoriketz not? Mishum the zoriketz when you throw an arrow, e boy la duro the matzvahadi. If you want to take it back, you can't take it back anymore. So it's considered like one mice. It's finished. Hacham matzvahadi, he could back out. You could pick up and not eat the fats. So therefore, it's considered two independent mice. And we got nisach nami regarding the pouring of the wine libations. Also the same thing. Given the matzvahs, you can tinta b'mnu give them an av. Since mahadi, he could stop. He could back out. Chayim is going to be liable as two independent things. That's how they hold. Or you know, another part you could say is kesavra that they hold the epshel and nasach b'lehagba that you could actually pour it without lifting it up. And therefore, they don't like kibana for the Shabbos. It's not like the case of lifting up and putting out by Shabbos. And therefore, it's considered as two independent things. Or you know, another part you could say is epshel b'yomri apologet rov. Could be b'yomri disagrees with that whole halacha of rov in the first place. Which he makes it sound like the, as if it's one maisa by Shabbos by shooting an arrow. But chemash with the ruba. That's what it sounds like actually from Gemara says in Baba Kamda Ayin Labeis. Normally, that he tells him yeah, throw your stolen stuff into my courtyard, particularly in the Mosek, and my courtyard will acquire your theft. The Prophet Gemara asks, wait a second, when the moment it comes to the airspace of his courtyard, he's already kind of the Geneva. But it must happen after the Chayef of Shabbos for Malacha of Achnasa by Tzav, of putting it into his courtyard from Rosh Hashanah, lo have had the knife, it's only until the rest, so it shouldn't be Kimli Rabne. John the Gemara answers, no, but it's where he says, I don't want to acquire your stolen object until it lands in my courtyard. So behind like Rabban says, I said that's not like Rabban. Why? Because Rabban according to Rabban, and he wants to show that there are those who disagree with him. Because according to Rabban, leitzav log mehachi, you wouldn't have to say this because the kiyut zarechanachi. I'll tell you why it's not two independent liabilities because it's all one ma'ase. Because kiyut is anachal. So you see, obviously, from the fact that the Gemara has to say that mahalach that they did not agree with Rabban. So it sounds like within but become that COVID but after the comment, the Gemara says, but showing the original, I'm being said, I'm a Tame, some make something Tame, I'm a Dame, someone mixes some of the Truman with other things. Chazul Lema, they said, I'm not a liability also for someone who pours someone else's wine. Fires the Gemara explains, because in the car originally, some like Rabban, they felt like Rabban. Ulam Sev could be a so you see now those who don't know hold like Rabban. And that's how you explain for these opinions also. Another part you could say is that, the time of the Shmuel, the reason of Shmuel, is Avigav like Ba'al Av Tzarech Nizichu. No, you could say, no, even if the lifting up your right is not for the needs of the libation, Afalachah, but they still held your part. Why? Even the Shas Nizichu Mechayim, so Tamil Tzarech comes with a different approach. Since at the time of the libation, you're not going to be liable because given the Ramane, at the time of Nizich, there is Kimli Ramane, anything else that you would do, you wouldn't be Chayim for because you're liable for death. So Shas like Ba'al Naim, if for the lifting up, you're also going to be part of why? Because the Amalek, he could tell them, Harishol Chalav Anacha, hey, this for that order, for theft, I can give you right back the thing that's yours. It's like the case of Truma that became Tummy, they come out just like them Nesko Achim, someone else would do the Nisaf. This is your thing, I'm giving it right back. He also can Nisaf Ihu when he himself does the Nisaf. I've got the Nasak Labi Dami, though he's doing the libation with his hands. But Kim Lim Namanabne, since I've had this Kim Namanabne, but so, and I can give you back, and for that I'm Potter, for that mice I'm not going to be Chayim. So what, the object itself? Yeah, I can give you back the object, what it is. No, since when you lifted up, on that moment you can't say Gimnamne for that theft. So you're still Machmasak, you should be liable for the lifting up. Akoma, she has to be that Machmasak for everything you do after that. Although at that moment when you're actually doing the thing that's actually creating the hazard, which is the Nisan, Gimnamne that you have Gimnamne, but Maisa, when you did Nakba, which was what's Bechayev, you didn't yet have Gimnamne, therefore you'd be Bechayev.